This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I got a report from the USTR last night that more than 50 countries have reached out to the president to begin a negotiation. But they're doing that because they understand that they bear a lot of the tariff. And so I don't think that you're going to see a big effect on the consumer in the U.S. because I do think that the reason why we have a persistent long-run trade deficit is these people have very inelastic supply. They've been dumping goods into the country in order to create jobs, say, in China.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans on the line with us this morning. Good morning to you, Hans. How are you?
Mark, I'm doing just fine, thanks.
Good, good. You know, I played that bite. That's Kevin Hassett there. Played that bite because there's now a Republican in the House, I think he's from maybe Nebraska, who has announced that he's going to introduce legislation that's a companion piece to something in the Senate that would pull back Donald Trump's tariff authority, which he claims that, like, Congress gave this to the president years ago, but maybe they made a mistake. I assume they can do that, but I can't imagine there'll be the support either in the Senate or the House for that to happen, right?
Well, no, there won't be. And, you know, what everybody's missing here is, look, Americans are all in favor of free trade, but not when it's only on one side. And all you have to do is look at the tariffs imposed by other countries on us to see that the only free trade is in the U.S. It's not the other way. And I'll give you two quick examples that the president highlighted in his executive order. When the EU sends their cars over here, you know, BMWs, Mercedes, et cetera, we impose a 2.5% tariff. When we try to send our Ford and General Motors cars to Europe, they impose a 10% tariff. That's not free trade. Or India. American farmers produce actually a lot of rice.
Yes.
When we bring rice in to the U.S., we charge a 2.7% tariff. India charges an 80% tariff on U.S. rice. I don't know why all the markets, for example, the stock traders wouldn't want the president to try to fix that so that we really have free trade.
Yeah, it seems to be kind of common sense, but I can't seem to get any straight answers out of anybody I talk to. For anybody who supports what they're doing, they just don't like the fact that Donald Trump's trying to fix it. It's a fascinating, it's a fascinating issue, to be honest. Hey, you know, on this Judge Boasberg, I saw that he's been active again, and now there's an order demanding that the El Salvador government return this gang member criminal who we deported down there apparently accidentally.
Well, accidentally, they keep saying that, but don't forget that an immigration judge found that he was a member of MS-13.
Yes.
You know, one of the most dangerous gangs around. Well, good luck to Judge Boasberg. I suggest you go down to El Salvador and try to get them to obey his nutty order.
What is it, Hans? Is it a, maybe I'll say the word so you don't have to. Is it a judicial arrogance that a district court judge, a federal judge, thinks they have more power than the president of the United States?
That is absolutely what it is. And in fact, this was best expressed. I don't know if you saw this, but the Babylon Bee had a great line last week. It was a headline. Donald Trump resigns office to become a federal judge because he'll have more power that way.
It's true.
Yeah, it's sad, but you know, so often those headlines on the Babylon Bee are spot on for sure. Yeah, I don't know. So I mean, they can't a federal judge here couldn't force El Salvador to return a citizen, right?
No. Of course not. Of course not. And that just shows, frankly, how out of control so many of these federal judges are. I mean, I call them rogue judges because that's what they are. In fact, it's such an important issue that I don't know if anybody's interested, but we're going to have a session starting at 11 o'clock Eastern time today at Heritage. You can watch it virtually, and we're going to have some pretty interesting people talking about this.
Yeah, heritage.org. Can we get to it from there?
Yeah, you sure can.
Awesome. We'll be sure and tune in. Is that 11 Eastern?
11 Eastern.
Okay, and, 10 Central.
I'm actually going to be one of the panelists, but there are other more interesting people talking to.
Hans.
Of course not. Hans von Spakovsky, we love having you on, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we'll talk again. We'll talk again soon. So 10 a.m. Central, you could tune in there to heritage.org and hear what they're going to be talking about on this panel. Good stuff. All right, we're going to get to a check of business. It's market watch time, baby. It may be down again today, but don't worry about it. We'll be right back.